All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, April 8th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 9-game MLB main slate today. We have a 2-game NHL slate. We have no NBA games today. NBA will be returning tomorrow. And then it is officially Masters Week. So it should be a fun week of DFS here. For those of you who are new, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So it is a Monday here. We actually have quite a bit to talk about on the housekeeping side. So first thing that we are going to do is announce the winners for week 4 of our PGA mini challenge here. So it looks like our highest scoring finisher of the week was Sheed 6 with a 10th place finish, getting 543 points. Congratulations to you there. And then what we are going to do is take all of our participants and we're going to draw names to see who gets free entries into this upcoming week's birdie contest over on DraftKings. So I'm going to throw all of the names into our trusty wheel of names. I'm going to hit shuffle a couple of times here, and then we are going to do our spin to see who gets free entry into this week's contest. So let's see who our winner is. And our winner is Zen Tiger, maybe. We'll see either way. But either way, congratulations. And our support team will be getting back to both of the winners for this week. That officially concludes our PGA mini challenge here, which brings me into my next topic of discussion today, which I am very excited to tell you guys about, is our new challenge. It's called the Birdie Battle. What we are doing is we are giving away 2 Masters tickets for the 2025 Masters. And we are so excited about this giveaway. It's something that we've been working on, and I'm going to drop the link here in the chat. We did push an announcement live in the Discord in regards to this promotion. We sent out emails. There's going to be an in-app message when you log into SaberSim down here on the bottom. So check out one of those resources for getting access to this birdie battle. But basically going to be really similar to the PGA mini challenge here. You can see the prizes that we're giving away. So what we are giving away chance to win bragworthy SaberSim golf gear, DraftKings credit, entry into our 5K free roll, and the grand prize, 2 tickets to Saturday and Sunday at the Masters. So then you scroll down here. You're going to see that each week, a top finisher in the $3.20 max birdie is going to get a SaberSim golf hat and then an entry into the Masters free roll. And then one random entrant will continue to get free entry into the next week's contest. If you win the birdie at any point, you're going to get a custom SaberSim golf bag. And there are 2 levels of rewards here. So the first one is you play all 4 majors, you'll get an entry into the Masters free roll, and you'll get a custom leather SaberSim driver head cover. And then this is a 14-week challenge. You know, the mini challenge was only 4 weeks. This birdie battle is going to be 14 weeks. And if you play all 14 weeks and win the all majors prizes, so first you'll get, you know, the major prizes, and then you'll also get a Travis Matthew quarter inch zip and then 1 free month of Ultimate. And then all of those Masters free rolls that get won throughout the year, that is going to be for a ticket to the end of the season free roll and compete against other SaberSim users for a $5,000 prize pool. Plus first place is the 2 tickets to the Masters. Second place gets the custom golf bag. So if you guys have any questions about this, let us know here. 2 housekeeping items that I did want to mention is that Number one, if you played in the PGA mini challenge, the prizes that you get are going to go out at the end of the summer when this challenge concludes. And then number two is that if you registered for the PGA mini challenge, you do not need to register again for this one. You can, if you want to, using this enter the battle button up here at the top. But if you signed up for the PGA mini challenge, we already have all of your sign up info and we are just going to roll that over. So I'm super excited. I think that, you know, this is going to be really cool kicking off this week. So check this out and let us know, you know, check out our frequently asked questions, the schedule, all of those great things. You can see, you know, what tournaments are included, which tournaments are excluded, like the Zurich Classic. And then you can see, you know, any other frequently asked questions that you need. And you can always send us an email, support@sabersim.com. But all right, with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. We'll jump into our regularly scheduled office hours here. So I'm going to get SaberSim up. And we are going to jump into the first question here that came in. It looks like over the weekend here. And this is probably just like good to talk about in general. It's like, hey, should we fade Coors with the heavy winds out in Denver? You know, Coors slates are always super interesting here, right? I mean, it looks like we even have one today with like Arizona and Colorado on the schedule in Colorado. You know, what I really like to do is two things here, right? So first thing I'll do is I'll filter for Colorado or just the teams playing in Colorado, right? So first thing I'm going to do is like, okay, hey, let's filter for Colorado and then let's see what the ownership projections are, right? So here we see that the Colorado batters are like all less than 5% owned, which is like pretty crazy. And then we go over to Arizona and then we see that they have a lot more ownership, right? In like the 10 to 20% range here. I wonder who's pitching for them because I can't believe Colorado is so far down. Ah, Zach Gallen. So one of the Diamondbacks best pitchers in Colorado. You never know how that's going to work. So it should be an interesting way that the game plays out. But now we basically determine by just taking a peek at Arizona, like, okay, you know, we kind of expect them to fall somewhere in like the 10 to 20% range here. So what I'll do is I will go into a build, right? Just going to make my two small adjustments to projections. Going to go into my settings, going to kick off a build without really doing anything else here, and then going to let these lineups build. So once these lineups build, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go straight to the team stacks tab, right? So lineups are loading, and where I want to go is I want to go to team stacks, and then I want to sort by pool, right? So I've basically determined like, okay, all these hitters are going to be like 10 to 20% owned. You know, if you want to like lean on the high side, like, okay, you know, Arizona stacks are like 20% ownership, you know, just like, we'll just make a general statement based on those ownership projections. Well, they're coming up in our pool about 35% of the time, right? And we can even go and see what their rates are at five stacks, four stacks, et cetera. And, you know, Arizona has five stacks is coming up at, you know, 22.9% here, so about 23%. Well, you know, if you want to take five stack ownership, if you want to take five stack pool exposure and proxy that against your estimated stack ownership, I think you can do that, right? Here, you know, I think that, you know, Arizona is like a totally fine play, right? I think I wouldn't have any issues playing them at all. So this is just like one line of thinking, like when you have these questions in your head about like, hey, you know, what do I think of like such and such team as a stack? Even if you wanted to like combine four and five stacks, you know, and just like add those up. So like, okay, the four stacks are about like 3.5%. So that puts me like north of like 26% ownership as like a four or a five stack for Arizona. They seem like a pretty good play, right? Coming up a lot more than their ownership is projected for at the moment. So I would be happy playing them, but that is just one way to try and figure out like, hey, you know, do I think I should fade a stack? Do I think I should play them? How comfortable should I be playing them at whatever rate they're coming up, right? So that's one idea. All right. Question from Henry. Henry said, if we believe that ownership is off, besides building our own field, what is the best way to handle for contest sims? This past weekend, Batia was underprojected for rounds 3 and 4, which I expected given ownership for players in first place. Okay, so there is one way you can do this, and I'm going to show you how. So I'm going to open up a fresh build. I'm going to go to my contests, the contest tab. I'm going to go down to field lineups, and then I'm going to click on one of the field lineup sets here, okay? And what I'm going to do is once the lineups load, I have the option to create a custom field, okay? So what happens here is you notice that there are 10,000 field lineups. Well, when I send them to a build, we are randomly going to pick 5,000 because a build can only contain 5,000 lineups. So these are like a randomly generated 5,000 lineups from the set of 10,000. And then what I could do here is like, hey, maybe I think, you know, I want to go look at pitchers, right? And I want to look at all of the lineups. So I'm going to look at all 5,000 lineups. And I want to go and see who is my highest owned pitcher. Yu Darvish. Well, you know what? Maybe I think Yu Darvish is going to come in less owned than he's currently projected. Maybe I think that his ownership is going to be closer to like high 20s instead of like low 30s, right? So maybe I want to get him from 33 down to like 28 or something like that, right? So what I could do is I could use the plus magnifying glass on Yu Darvish, basically telling the builder, hey, show me all of the lineups that have Yu Darvish. And then what I would do is I would inversely sort by projected score. That way you're seeing the lowest projected score lineups first. And then you could figure out, okay, you know, these are the lowest projected lineups that have Yu Darvish. There's 2,424 of them. You know, if I want his projection to move, say, you know, 5%, well, that would mean I would have to get rid of 125, if my math is right here. So then what I would do is unfilter for Yu Darvish, go and change my lineups to 125. Is that the right? I think that's right. Actually, I don't know if that's right. Let's try this again. Let's try 5,000. I'm wondering if you can highlight and then do it. Oh, actually, no. What you would have to do here is set my lineups to 125. And then you put a minimum exposure of 100% on Yu Darvish. Apply it. And then now that you get 125 lineups with him, then I can go in and trash these. So I just got rid of 125 lineups. And then now what I can do is reset this minimum exposure. Take my filter off. And then I would now have a pool of lineups that are less than what I started with. So one thing that I'm noticing here is like, if you do this, you know, because you're going from 10,000 down to 5,000, you don't know exactly what that 5,000 is going to look like. So like in this case, you know, our Yu Darvish sample is actually like 47% when he's expected to be like 33% owned. So that's like a little tricky here. You might have to do like an even bigger number, right? So like if I wanted to get down even further, I could, you know, I could say like, hey, show me 1,000 lineups and make sure that they all have Yu Darvish in them, right? And then I go and I set my minimum exposure. And then I trash those 1,000 lineups. And then now his ownership is actually, his pool percentage, which is basically what you're looking at, is way, way closer to his original ownership, right? So you can go through this process like a couple times until you're all set up here. And then what I would do is go back to your build where you ran your lineups. and then make sure that you set this build as your field lineup source. So then I go to my contest sim settings. I go to add contest sim and my field lineups. I close the Saber Sim ownership. And then I'm going to go to this flagship MME build here, set that build as my field lineup source with my alterations to the pool percentages for a specific player. So this is like a, you know, if you really want to adjust the field lineups, how many a certain player is in, because it will not use those trash lineups when it goes to do the contest sim here. It'll only use the lineups that are in the pool for your source here. So pretty like edge case type of question here, but wanted to show to the best of my ability how I would even think to start doing something like that. So that is what I would recommend. All right. Question from Teddy. Teddy said, "Hey, Andrew, I know you have mentioned this before, but what is the best way to handle a player's exposure that you might be higher on than projection? Setting a minimum exposure or adjusting projection? Could you also give us your take on the cons that come with each, if any? This applies specifically to the Masters this weekend. Thanks." Yeah, so I think that, you know, it's going to depend why you're making the adjustment you're making, right? So if you just say like, "Hey, I like this guy, I think they're going to do well," you know, I think the easiest thing to do is just come into the app and set a minimum exposure and just tell SaberSim like, "Hey, no matter what, you know, my gut is telling me that I want to play so many shares of this player." So go right on ahead and do so, right? Now, maybe you're coming in here and you're saying, "You know what? I think that Yu Darvish is not going to pitch 91 pitches. I think he's probably going to pitch closer to like high 90s, possibly even 100. So at that point, what you do is it's not that you think Yu Darvish is going to do good per se, but you want to update his projection to give the builder a more accurate input based on whatever reasoning you found to believe that his pitch count is going to be higher. So like at that point, what you're doing is you're giving SaberSim a projection adjustment to account for the increase in pitches that you're suggesting here. And then you are saying like, "Hey, this is what I think his real input should be. And let me just give that to the builder and let it analyze it." And then if it still comes back with low shares of Yu Darvish as far as exposure go, then, you know, maybe you're okay with that because you're like, "You know what? It interpreted the new projection. It still thinks I should only play this much of him. I'm okay with that." So those are the two lines of thinking, I would say, like pro and con wise. Just depends what you're trying to do. All right. Brian said, "What's the best way to put a rule in only want to stack hitters 9 through 6? Okay. So what you're saying is that you don't want to use hitters 7 or 8 in a stack. So what I would say is go into the lineup rules, go to add new rule, and just use this stack basic option where it says at least 3, and then go to batting order and then uncheck 7 or 8. And then if you wanted to go further, you could even control which teams are being allowed to stack. So if you don't want to stack, you know, batters 7 or 8, just uncheck those two spots from your stacking rule, save your stacking rule, and then you'll be all set. All right. Rashid said, "I'm late. Did I win the weekly?" If you are Sheed 6, then yes, you did indeed. You were the highest scoring birdie participant for this week. So congrats. Our support team will reach out to you after this, probably like later this afternoon, to let you know about the prize that you won. So congrats, man. Glad you were able to make the show. All right. Question from Samuel. "Hi, Andrew. Just watched Jordan's new PGA Challenge. Did it get extended till the Open Championship now? Thanks." Yeah, Samuel, we covered the birdie battle at the beginning of the show here. Just rewind to the beginning and we talked all about it. You can go and see the schedule. It runs for 14 weeks starting as of this week here. There are prizes for playing in all the majors, and then there are prizes for playing all 14 weeks. And then we have our end of the season free roll where first place gets 2 tickets to the 2025 Masters. But all right, looking through it here, looks like we're all caught up in the Discord. Looks like we just got our last question here in the YouTube chat. So we're all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. Make sure to get signed up for the birdie battle ahead of Thursday here. And until tomorrow, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.